Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm hungry this morning.
I brought actually a lunch today. I kind of rushed out of here yesterday and I went home and ate some lunch, but I brought leftovers in today.
I'm super hungry. I don't know why.
I brought in some moussaka that my partner made on Sunday night.
You've had that before, right?
I have. She likes to make a moussaka.
Sounds very fancy.
It is like a Mediterranean lasagna. It's eggplant instead of noodles, lamb instead of beef.
You've told me about this.
Yes. It's really good.
My wife made a special. Yesterday was back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And so she made a special back to school meal for the kids, one of their favorites.
What does that entail? I was going to ask how back to school went for your kids.
It was good. I feel like they got right back into the swing of it. Of course, my son, my oldest, mm-hmm. he skipped kindergarten because of COVID and started first grade last year. Now he's in second grade. Girl baby, my daughter. Mm-hmm. It started kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
and they went to school, they did their school thing, and then they basically came right home, and he went right to playing Nintendo, and she went right to playing something on the computer, and I was like, come on, guys, I want to tell me about your day, and then my son was like, I'll tell you at dinner.
Oh, wow.
That was
very dismissive.
I'll tell you at dinner.
What they teach those second graders, how to be curt to their parents.
He did tell me at dinner, but my wife has a vegan ravioli recipe mm-hmm. that she found and makes. It's great. If I didn't tell you it was vegan pasta, you wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids love it. They specifically requested it. So that was
okay.
That was what we had for dinner. I even told my wife
mm-hmm.
on, I think, Saturday when we got back. I said, I was having some really great food in Chicago. It was delicious. I loved it. But I did miss your cooking.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I missed the food that she makes because the food she makes is it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I know it's a lot healthier for me because she does a lot of healthy options.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that we ate, Jeff.
Nothing healthy about that.
I don't think, okay, so think back.
Mm-hmm.
What did we eat that was healthy?
Nothing.
Did we eat a single?
Not one vegetable.
Healthy thing in that entire trip?
Not a single thing. I made this joke at the dog park yesterday. When you go to Chicago, you always think of the famous vegetarian dishes that they're known for in that city.
I think the only healthy thing we ate was the Lara bar.
That you gave me on the aeroplane because we did not have time to get any dinner on the travel day.
Yeah, and we're going to do a whole...
We got the food wrap-up.
We're going to do a whole food wrap-up.
But today is not the day for the food wrap-up because we have to talk about...
The bean.
The bean. The one thing that is kind of food, but it's not actually food.
Yeah, no, you can't eat that bean.
Mm-hmm.
It would break your teeth.
It's chrome.
It's really big.
Mm-hmm.
It's really shiny.
It's very shiny.
What is it actually called? The Atlas Cloud? And Cloud Atlas is the...
That's the movie, that's the true
with Deadeyes himself.
The Chicago bean is Cloudgate.
Cloudgate, that's what it's called. Okay, so.
It is a big piece of public art. It's in the middle of, I don't know if it's Chicago's equivalent of Central Park, but it felt like in the downtown area, that was an enormous park. There was a big outdoor concert that was happening when we were there.
It made it a little trickier to get
to the bean.
To the bean. Well, there was a couple reasons why it was a little trickier.
Well, we've explained what the bean is, let's describe. It is a giant, looks like a kind of a kidney bean. It is metal. It's hyper reflective. It's super reflective, and your reflections warp all around it. It's like if you put the kidney bean on the table so that you could
with a curve.
It's a curve, and you can walk underneath the curved part of it. How did we get involved with going to the bean?
So I am familiar with the bean.
Uh-huh.
It's a popular, famous thing in Chicago. So mm-hmm. Thursday night they had a little mixer
mm-hmm. after the conference,
at the
radio conference, which is why we were there in Chicago in the first place,
which was at the hotel, and mm-hmm. we were meeting some very cool people, some very
neat DJs,
wonderful people,
mm-hmm.
and
we'll just leave it at a radio personality.
But who was very enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic.
And was
had a few drinks.
That's the nice way to put it.
Yes. At one of the final conference on Friday night, the final seminar, which was at, I believe.
Thursday night. No,
Thursday night. At 4 p.m., somebody brought out a bunch of Fireball and Limoncello and was passing around glasses of Fireball and Limoncello to everybody at the conference.
Which I did not.
You had some limoncello.
I had some limoncello.
I had some fireball.
Couldn't do the fireball. But
so she had had some of the fireball, and they were
having a good time.
Having a wonderful time, and there's no problem with that. We were adults. So, people are on vacation and away from...
And it was after the...
The conference.
It was the mixer, the part exactly. They gave everyone drink tickets. So they were like, we had met a bunch of people, and they were like, what are you doing? What's going on? And we were like, we don't know. We were going to go kind of explore the city a little bit. Jeff wanted to do the river walk.
I wanted to walk around and get a hot dog and maybe a beer on the river, but she proposed, perhaps we should see the bean. She said, have y'all seen the bean?
And I said, no, I haven't seen the bean. I wasn't really sure where it was.
It was not on our list of things to see, the bean.
I don't know how it didn't make the list.
Uh-huh.
So she said, well, let's go check out. It's really close. The bean is like...
Famous last words.
5 minutes. Okay. Like 5 minutes from here, which you would think... why is that famous last word?
Everybody says, I'm famous for saying that too. I think a lot of people say, oh, it's really close. It'll just take like 5 minutes to pop over.
One of your friends who gave us the recommendations for restaurants, who was it? It was
Kara and my friend Lou, who lives in the desert.
Oh, okay.
Both gave us recommendations for...
And
for,
so we were popping them in and we were like, these are like 30 minutes.
That was Kara's recommendations.
We're like, this is like 30 minutes if you take the train. Mm-hmm. That's not that different definition of close.
Yes.
But I popped it into the map. Mm-hmm. To the Google Maps, and it turns out the bean is, in fact, very close.
It was about 1.5 miles away?
If that.
Maybe a mile or so.
I don't actually know off the top of my head how far it is from the Swiss Hotel to the...
To the bean.
To the Cloud Gate. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, this is very close. We can do this. It was 0.5 miles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's okay. 1.5 mile.
Yeah, I don't know why I said 0.5.
So, how many kilometers is that?
I don't know. I'd have to check with my resident Australian. So, Jeff, you didn't seem super enthused about going to the bean.
I was not super enthusiastic about going to the bean.
I think part of it was you mentioned that we found out way after the fact, that the guy who made the bean is a bit of a scoundrel.
Bit of a scoundrel. And...
But you can't punish the art.
When I travel, I'm not so into seeing the big landmarks. I'm into just taking it easy and embracing the vibe of the city.
The culture.
The culture more than the landmarks, yes. With that said, when we eventually did get to the bean, and there's a big eventually in there, I did quite enjoy it.
So we make our way to the bean, and luckily I was there. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have ended up at the bean, because wrong turns kept being attempted to be taken by our guide.
Our guide, the unnamed radio personality.
I feel like we should say why, because it's going to sound weird if we don't. I feel if we say it's unnamed, we can say why.
There's some contractual stuff.
Having
a contractual thing with some radio stations in whatever land that this person is from. But that's why we can't really say particularly.
Because I feel like if we say we can't say, that makes it sound...
Nothing weird.
They've got some...
Contractual things.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But they were here at the radio conference.
Yeah.
And they keep taking, like, trying to take wrong turns because they had already been to the bean. Luckily, I was there. No, this is
This is definitely...
No, it's the left right here. I still don't think we took the best
good way to get there.
Route to get to the bean. But to make matters a little more complicated, there was a outdoor concert going on, much just like how we do summer concerts in the park here in Yucca Valley.
So there was extra security at the park, and they'd closed off a lot of entrances to the park.
And you had to go through security. Mm-hmm. And so this person was like, well, let's not go through the security here. We'll go down here. Well, then we went down further. There was also security there. You weren't getting into this park.
We kept walking to get to a more public spot, and eventually we were just like, we have to just go through security.
Kind of fun. Another weird thing for me, since we were traveling the whole time. So usually I don't have like a ton of stuff, but I usually on a day-to-day basis I've got a key chain that I keep in my back pocket.
It's a giant ring with about 50-60 keys on it.
Okay, it's hyperbole. But probably has close to a dozen keys to various buildings. I didn't have that because I didn't need it. I didn't have the key to my car. I didn't have the key fob. I normally have a couple key fobs on me. I had literally cell phone wallet.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice going through security. So we go through security. We get to the bean. I will say, the bean, I didn't know what to expect.
Yes.
It is much, much cooler in person.
Now, our guide, the unnamed radio personality, she spent the whole walk over there when not giving us incorrect directions. And she was charming and lovely, and we're big fans of her. And we'll be tuning in to her stuff. We really liked her. We were giving her a little bit of grief here on the morning show. But she kept saying, oh, it's much smaller than I thought it was going to be. It's so small. Oh,
I almost forgot about that.
It's too small. I thought it was going to be big. And we got there and it was enormous.
She's like, I'm like only, what did she say? Like, I'm only like 5 foot or something like that. And I took a picture next to this and I'm towering over it. So like in pictures, it looks way bigger. So I'm like, how big is this bean?
We thought it was going to be small and it was very big and it was great and it was wonderful to see it.
A lot cooler from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever are going to Chicago, have a trip planned to Chicago and you're like wondering, is the bean worth it? I mean, I would say if you're
near the bean, make a stop.
Yeah.
As a focal point for the evening.
Theoretical.
Maybe.
Theoretical, Jeff, mm-hmm. if you were staying in a Chi-town.
In famous Chi-town.
As the locals call it. Oh, that was also actually, Jeff didn't want me to ask any locals if it's called Chi-town.
And you did.
I did. I asked the local because there was a guy just walking down the street, tennis racket sticking out of his backpack.
Mm-hmm. He guided us to the bean.
Who heard the wrong directions. I said, you're from here. You live here. Do people here call it Chi-town? And he said, well, not everyone does, but it is a common thing. My tennis club, and he pointed to his racket, is called the, what is it, Chi-town?
Chi-town Tennis Club.
Tennis, yeah. Or something like that. Yeah, so if you were like staying 30 minutes away from the bean, mm-hmm. would you go 30 minutes out of your way to see the bean?
I would go 15 minutes out of the way to see the bean.
Okay, Jeff says 15 minutes out of your way.
So yeah, it was very impressive, and you have, like the Sydney Opera House, you must take the obligatory photo with the bean.
The only downside was that it was dark.
It was very dark.
So they probably didn't turn out as great as they could have.
And except for one particular photograph.
That's the one you like the most.
That's my favorite photograph. There is a very blurry photo of Cody and I in front of the famous Chicago bean. And why is it blurry, Cody?
Okay, so so we were having other pictures taken for us. We had her taking the pictures. Uh-huh. And I will
she
give
offered,
you a quick,
we didn't say.
I will post these on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So one is of us, but it's very close.
Uh-huh.
You can't really see the bean.
Yes.
So we took one of Jeff, and this was on her suggestion. She said, if you kind of stand back like this, you get a cool reflection of yourself.
Uh-huh. Not a great angle for me on that one.
And I said, well, we need one where you can actually see the bean. Honestly, this one still isn't as good as it could have been.
Uh-huh.
And so she backed up and then went to get like a low angle shot. And as she went to get the low angle shot, she fell down.
Right on her butt.
Right on her tuchus.
Uh-huh.
Luckily did not drop my cell phone.
That's the important thing. It doesn't matter if anybody got hurt. Is Cody's cell phone okay?
I could see right away that she hadn't injured herself.
Well, I felt she took a very hilarious blurry photo of us while she was falling onto her butt.
Which I sent you and you posted.
I did. That's the only poster I posted.
You loved that photo. But then we also have a non-blurry. And the funny thing, though, is because the bean is so reflective,
if you
zoom in, you can see in the reflection of the bean a small lady.
Small radio personality.
Sitting on her tuchus, taking a picture of us in front of the bean.
I felt so bad because she fell. And when somebody falls near me, my immediate reaction is to run over and help them.
But like,
she was
no,
like,
we gotta get the
we
shot.
We have to get the picture. So she took the picture. And by the time I could run over to her, other people were helping her up. And like, shot us dirty looks. Like, how could you let this like poor lady fall and didn't help her up?
We needed the shot.
We needed the picture. We're doing it for the gram, baby.
We needed the shot. And then on the way back, you wanted to get Ann beer.
I needed a beer.
And we knew we needed to get dinner at some point, mm-hmm. and she needed to use the restroom. Mm-hmm. So we kind of...
Important note. Well, she joined us on an adventure with no phone and no wallet.
She had her phone.
She did have her phone.
No wallet. But, and to make matters worse, we hadn't, like, exchanged. So she had her phone, but it's not like we could call her or anything. Mm-hmm. And so she dips in and goes to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, should we just go sit at the bar? And then like, well, you could just sit at a table. Mm-hmm. Then they sit us at the worst table.
It was the only table that was completely blocked. Like, you could not see the entrance.
Couldn't see the entrance, couldn't see the door.
Couldn't see anything.
Down the stairs to the bathroom.
Perfect if we were on a date. But not perfect if we're waiting for a intoxicated lady to find us after using the restroom.
And so then we were sitting, and it was taking a while.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff was starting to get a little stressed out.
I had a meltdown. I melted down.
You did have a meltdown. You were just you were very stressed out.
I kept asking, can we move to that table? Can we move to any other table?
And they were like, well, no, because that's a big table. Yes. And if a party of six comes in, we need to put them there.
In an empty restaurant, mind you. Totally empty restaurant.
Quite empty. And then me, I saw on the menu that they had poutine. Mm-hmm. And I got very excited because that's not something you can easily... You don't see that on a lot of menus in California.
And or like, in the Morongo Basin.
I want to order poutine. Mm-hmm. Jeff's all stressed out. I'm like, Jeff, I'm sure she's fine. You know, she's probably just taking her longer in the bathroom. Mm. That she did finally show back up. And then Jeff was able to take a sigh of relief. We ate the poutine. Jeff informed me that the poutine was very mediocre.
Very mediocre poutine.
You said the entire vibe of that restaurant was, you said it was like airport.
It was like, it was a fake English pub, and it felt like we were in an airport restaurant. And that's not why you fly halfway around the country to eat at a airport restaurant.
And then, by the time we got back to the hotel, there was like an impromptu second mixer going on in the hotel lobby. There was the bar was right in the hotel lobby. So by the time we kind of went and met some more people there, it was like late. So I was like, sorry, Jeff, I guess the poutine
was my dinner.
And you didn't even eat much of it because first you wouldn't eat any because you were stressed out. Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't eat any of it because it was bad.
Because then you tried and it wasn't, but I ate it. Mm-hmm. So I guess that was a dinner. So then we were like famished for breakfast the next morning. But we did.
We ate so much good food.
We did.
Why are we spending time on this mediocre poutine when we eat so much good food? We'll have to get to that tomorrow.
We did eat a lot of good food.
Yes.